My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about if you should be using pop-ups or not. So this one's a very straightforward episode. But if you're over, you know, you're kind of on the fence right now, you're not sure if you should be using pop-ups. It's a weird experience. People complain about it, blah, blah, blah. We're here to help you answer that based on our experiences and based on our data. So, Neil, you made a video on this. What were your thoughts in that video?
You see them all around the web. Whether you hate them or you like them, people use them. Why do they use them? It's really simple. They work. If they didn't work, no one would use them. For that reason, you should use pop-ups. And I know everyone's like, oh, you can get penalized by Google or it ruins the experience. I'm not telling you to show the pop-up right when someone comes to your website. Show it when they're about to leave. Think of it as a last-ditch effort to try to get that user to convert into a customer.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I remember there's a study that I read in the past to see if people would disengage or leave a website if pop-ups were showing. And I think this guy had a graph. And, you know, this is before and after, right? So before, it showed that the traffic was pretty engaged. It showed specific numbers. And then once he started adding the pop-up in, you would say, you would expect that the engagement would drop or, you know, people would leave, people would bounce faster. But his metrics stayed virtually the same. And, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you have these pop-ups, you know, whoever invented the pop-up, I think is, I don't know if it's you or somebody else said that, you know, he's done very well for himself, obviously, but they convert at the end of the day, right? And your site is designed for the most part, I think most of you that are listening to this right now, you're trying to get people to take some kind of action on your site. Well, this is a great opportunity to do it. And you have this tool. This tool has been out since almost since the internet came out. Why would you not be using pop-ups, right? So give it a shot. You know, try out a tool like HelloBar and go from there.
You also have to think of it this way. I know many of you are going to be like, oh, pop-ups suck. I go to, if a website has it, I'm never going to go back. But if you're spending all this money, let's say on paid advertising, and people come to your website and they're not converting, you're telling me you wouldn't want to recuperate more of your costs, throw in a pop-up upon exit for all the people that don't convert and try to get them to become customers? If you're going to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars a month on paid ads and it generates you $200,000, or if it's losing you money, but having a pop-up can increase your conversions enough where paid advertising is now profitable and then you can scale it up, why wouldn't you use it? It's not like you're doing something unethical by having an exit pop-up. It's not like you're killing anyone or anything like that. But for some reason, when people see them around the web, they're just like, oh, wow, you guys are like such a bad company. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with that. So many businesses use pop-ups. It's just making sure that the offer you put in the pop-up is so good that people are getting value from it where they won't hate you. Most of the people who complain about it tend to be techies. And in most cases, they're not going to be the ones who are paying you.
Yep. Ultimately, Mark Cuban quote, if you try to please everyone, you please no one. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.